Father's will.
What is a will?
It is something you write before you die to say who is going to have your money and property.
And who is going to look after your children.
It is you, isn't it, Grandma?
Your father asked me to take care of you for as long as I live.
The will does, however, stipulate that your father wishes you to be taken back to England to finish your schooling there.
No.
He was very specific.
But, Grandmama, you would hate to leave Norway. You always say, heaven may take my soul, but...
Norway shall keep my bones. I know. But it is very important to respect the wishes of the dead.
The new term begins in England in a few days' time. You're expected back at your old school.
Come on, cheer up. We've got packing to do. We have to look on the bright side. There are not as many witches in England as there are in Norway. There are probably no more than 200.
This is the first time Grandmother has mentioned the witches since I asked about her thumb.
I'm sure I won't meet one.
I sincerely hope not. Those English witches are the most vicious in the world. Their favourite ruse is to mix up a powder that turns the child into a creature that all grown-ups hate.
I'm only half listening. I keep looking at the hand with the missing thumb, wondering what awful thing happened to her when she met a witch.
Orphan? It's a slug. That's one of their favourites. They love to see someone step on the slug and squish it without realising it's a child.
Had the thumb been twisted off? Or forced down the spout of a boiling kettle till it steamed away?
And I've known English witches who have turned children into pheasants and then sneaked the pheasants up into the woods the very day before the pheasant shooting season opened.
Or did someone pull it out of her hand like a tooth?
Then they were shot. Those poor children were shot, plucked, roasted and eaten for dinner.
I can't help trying to guess.
I don't want to go back to England.
I'm afraid we've got to go.
I don't want to go back to school.
Why ever not?
I don't learn anything useful.
Such as?
How to spot a witch.
Now, fold your clothes properly.
This suitcase is full now.
Now, start filling up the next ones. We won't be back for a long time. You see, once a year, the witches of each separate country get together to receive a lecture from the Grand High Witch of all the world.
Who?
She is the most powerful ruler. Every other witch is petrified of her.
Where does the Grand High Witch live?
Oh, nobody knows. Witchophiles all over the world have spent their lives trying to discover the secret headquarters of the Grand High Witch.
What is a witchophile?
A person who studies witches and knows a lot about them.
Are you a witchophile?
I'm a retired witchophile. I am too old to be active any longer, but when I was younger, I travelled all over the world trying to track down the Grand High Witch. I never found her.
If nobody has ever seen the Grand High Witch, how can you be sure she exists?
Nobody has ever seen the devil, have they? But we know she is real. Come on! We have a boat to catch!
We are in England, living in Kent, in the old family house. I'm back at school every weekday. Everything seems normal again. In the enormous conker tree at the end of the lawn, I'm starting to build a magnificent treehouse.
Be careful up there, won't you?
Of course.
If you fall, you break a leg.
I love it, high up here in the tree. It's like being in a big green cave. Every time I look down, I get a tingle in my spine.
Little boy!
Who is it?
Little boy! I have a present for you.
Standing at the bottom of the tree, a woman I've never seen before.
It's probably the most exciting present you have ever had.
She's smiling up at me. I can see her gums. They look like raw meat.
Come down, and I shall give it to you.
She's wearing gloves.
Go away!
Look!
She takes a small green snake out of her purse.
It's tame. Would you like it?
The snake coils itself.